you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Attention humanoids, you're listening to Talking Metal Live, Hour 2. Time flies. Hey, check it out, there's Mark and John.
If you're listening to the podcast version and you didn't hear the first hour, go back and listen to the last episode, right?
Absolutely. Thank you, Bud Friendly. Mark, great to be back here on Talking Metal Live.
And we are in the chat room on the Talking Metal forums. The password to register there is Metal Mike. All one word. And Chief Beck, who Bud Friendly earlier in the podcast called an ass, I believe.
He asked for more unfiltered opinions.
Oh,
and
okay.
I just right. Unfiltered one for him.
Oh, I got you. Oh, it makes sense now.
I'm going to say hello to Chief Beck right now.
Yeah, he was wondering what Mark and John think of the current Quiet Riot and Thin Lizzy projects. John, you can
don't filter.
First.
Well, I think that Frankie Benelli, drummer of Quiet Riot, is a great guy, and he's getting the okay from people like Rudy Sarzo to do this. Yeah. Not that he needs an okay, but he's getting kind of like the endorsement, and so I say, you know, go for it.
Yeah, you know, and you look back, and this is something that we brought up in the interview when we interviewed Frankie. He was the only member of that band, not including those first two Japanese releases with Randy Rhoads, the Metal Health onward. He was the only member of that band who was on every record.
Record, right.
So
I guess
if there's anyone, you know,
that could
who's
do
entitled
it.
To do it, it's probably him. Having said that, I mean, I don't want to go see them without Kevin Dubrow.
It's
I'm
hard
sorry.
Without
it's
just Kevin like, Dubrow. Yeah. So Chief Beck, here's the part two of my opinion. Without Kevin on vocals, it's just tough.
Yeah, and the Thin Lizzy thing, man, I think with fucking Vivian Campbell, who we were talking about in the last episode, the disrespectful, ungrateful bastard, man, I think that's a freaking cash grab.
Who's all in that band now? Because weren't we supposed to
question.
Get together with them? We were supposed to do something with Thin Lizzy at some point, and I think it fell through.
Yeah, I believe there's one original member left in that band.
Now, remember John Sykes had a version of Thin Lizzy for a while?
Yeah, and John Sykes did play on the Thunder and Lightning record,
right,
which is probably one of their better records.
But
really.
He's not part
thing. It's definitely a more heavy metal record. I don't believe so. Vivian Campbell, of course, never played in Thin Lizzy.
Right. You know, so let me take it real quick to John Sykes. Have I ever told you my
like,
John
it's
Sykes
like,
story?
It's like Kiss with the you know, Tommy Thayer and the Ace makeup and Eric Singer. It's a bit of a cash grab, although I've come to accept the Kiss thing a little bit more than some of these other things. But in general, it's gotten a really ridiculous with these bands touring with like one, you know, original bass player going out there and like
right.
And what they do is they play these clubs like what's the fucking place we've played out in Clifton?
Dingbats.
They play these clubs like Dingbats and BB Kings and stuff. And the people, the casual listeners, not the talking metal listeners,
right?
The casual listeners who are like, oh, I like Come On, Feel the Noise, Mama, Boys We're All Crazy now. I Quiet Riot, they don't even know that Kevin Dubrow is dead.
They go
to the concert and they're there just to hear the Quiet Riot songs as the casual listener.
Right.
And, you know, maybe some of them leave feeling ripped off. Maybe some of them are so stupid they don't even recognize that.
Right.
But I do think there is a time when bands need to say, okay, let's let it live as what it was.
Like a cool thing. Right.
As much as I have trashed Robert Plant for never allowing the Led Zeppelin reunion to happen, that's kind of been his stance. It's like, it's never going to be as good as it was.
Right,
why not leave it as what it was? And you got to respect that to some extent.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know what's happening with musicians nowadays is it's just... And here I go again with my, you know, woe is me kind of story. But the thing is, all these musicians don't, in my opinion, know what the heck to do. And nobody's buying albums. And, you know, what do you do when you're like, you know, in like a super famous band for a while, and then the next thing you know, you have no job and you don't know what to do. And so you put some weird version of your band together and you go out and play Dingbats, which is not that... I love the place, but I mean, if we could play Dingbats, it's not that hard to play Dingbats. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And but why not at least change it up
a
little bit?
The Carnegie Hall of Clifton.
I mean, what did the Doors do with Ian Asper? Didn't they call it the 20th Century Doors
or something like that? Yeah.
Let people know. I mean, everybody knows fucking Jim Morrison's dead.
Dead, yeah.
You know, not everybody.
What?
Yeah. Somebody said to me the other day, I had this Rods record sitting out on my desk at work. And a guy who works actually here at Bionic came in. He was like, oh, the Rods. Oh, and he's looking at it. It says, Ronnie James Dio sings on this. Man, I haven't heard of him in a while. I wonder what he's up to. I used to love Rainbow. I was like, oh, yeah, he actually died a year ago. He was like, really? Like, he didn't even know, you know. But that just goes to show you how some of the casual listeners fans don't really know what's going on. I did pay a bundle of money for Caius Lives
Caius
recently,
Lives, right.
And a bunch of people were giving me shit. Oh, well, without Josh Homme in the band, it's not Caius. Exactly. That's why they're calling it Caius Lives.
Right.
And it is three of the other members. You know, somebody said, well, those songs are going to sound different without Josh singing. Well, Josh didn't sing in Caius. He sings in Queens of the Stone Age, but he never sang in Caius. And you know, they have the original Caius singer touring with them. So I'm all for mixing it up just a little bit in honor of that original name. I don't have any problem with what the Doors did to go out and tour, as the Doors of the 21st century or whatever. They
kind of changed it up a little bit, but
yeah. But I do think it's what you said. It all comes down to money. These places know that with that name, you know,
that they guarantee a certain amount. It's just like we were talking about a long time ago, ratings, TV ratings. You throw on Wayne's World, and no matter what, somebody is going to tune into it, and you're guaranteed some kind of a rating. Now that's how it is. You're the owner of Dingbats or BB Kings or whoever, and you book Thin Lizzy, and even if it's like, you know, the bass player's cousin's friend and a bunch of other different guys, people think, oh, Thin Lizzy, you'll get like X amount of people to come.
Yeah, you will. DJ Weiser's chiming in the chat room, where I encourage all you guys to go, saying that the Doors actually did do it also with the Fuel singer and called it Riders of the Storm. Brett Scallions.
Scallions, yeah.
Married to Abby, who used to be on the podcast, right?
Yeah. She's been on... I think I interviewed her at like the Irving Plaza.
Yeah.
At a Paul Stanley show. Huh. I believe she opened up with her group Slunt. And she used to be an MTV 2 VJ, didn't she?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I thought she was for some reason.
I think she was on... I may be mistaken. I thought she was briefly on Fuse.
Oh, okay. Maybe
with Militia, who also was on the podcast. Okay. I think they had a fashion show or something.
Oh.
They did a pilot for Fuse. I may be wrong about that. Maybe she was on MTV. I don't know. But I thought it was Fuse.
Hey, by the way, I have one.
I'm still reeling over the news about Jim Morrison.
Bud Friendly is he's really dejected.
I just crapped my leather pants.
Yeah, and Chief Beck does agree. He says, I'm assuming he's agrees with our opinion, or maybe he's agreeing to some other conversation that's currently going on in the chat room that I'm not paying attention to.
Oh, you know what? I was wondering why I wasn't getting the recent posts, and that is because my computer went to sleep and then came back on. Guys, I have a bit of news.
Much like the listeners.
They went to sleep.
I mean, listener.
So, did you hear, Mark and Bud, that sad news, the drummer of Stone Sour had a minor stroke. His name is Roy Mayorga. And as a result, Stone Sour have canceled the remaining dates on their current headlining tour. And, you know, heck on the tour, I'm just hoping that this guy, you know, pulls through and makes a full recovery.
Yeah, let's hope so, definitely. Maybe we could play a little Stone Sour later in the podcast if we have time. But right now, let's get into a little Danger, Danger. And hopefully when we come out of this song, we'll have Ted Poley on the line, the vocalist that you're going to hear on this song. You guys know this song. Big, big hit back in the day. Naughty Naughty by Danger Danger on Talking Metal.
Let's get naughty.
Hey guys, that was Naughty Naughty by Danger Danger. This is John Astronomy, and on the line we have Ted Poley. Ted, how are you, man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Great, great to have you on Talking Metal. Thanks.
Hey Ted, it's Mark. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, and I would just like to start out by saying I'll be at Dingbats on December 3rd.
Oh, cool. We love Dingbats.
I heard you talking about Dingbats, and I said, oh, well, you know, there's a plug. So.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Definitely. Hey, we heard the new single that you have up on iTunes, Breathe, and it sounds great. Can you tell us a little bit about this song? It's a cover song, right?
Yeah. Michelle Branch did it originally, and I just thought I'd rock it out a little bit. It was a song I've always loved, and we were in the studio one day just screwing around, and we threw it together quick, and I loved it, and it came out really well, and thought, what the heck? Throw it on iTunes and see if it flies.
And I was surprised to see that you had a guy that we actually have hung out with a couple times, Dennis Leaflong, is on drums, right? How'd you hook up with him?
He's actually the drummer in my solo band now. I have many day jobs. One of them is the singer in Danger Danger, and the other is the singer in my solo band. And Dennis is my solo band drummer, and he's just amazing. Really fun guy, too.
Yeah, and you guys did some recording with Bumblefoot, right?
Actually, Bumblefoot mastered the Breathe single of mine.
Oh, cool.
And Dennis has done a lot of recording with him. He was working with him. He's worked with Lita Ford, a lot of people, yeah. He's way ahead of my league. I don't know what he's doing.
And how did you actually come in contact with Dennis?
Actually, he was through my bass player, Doug O'Dell.
Oh, okay.
So, he's worked with him, and he used to live, you know, right near him, and we all got together, and now here we are.
Now, is the Breathe song going to be part of, like, an upcoming full album release of some sort?
I may either throw it on my Greatest Hits Volume 2, of which Greatest Hits Volume 1 is out right now, tedpoley.com, if anybody would like to pick one up.
Cool, excellent.
But I'll throw it on something. Right now, it's sort of an experiment to see how an all-digital single, you know, goes. I'm sort of interested in getting, you know, with the times. And, you know, so I thought, let me put something out exclusively digitally and see, you know, if that's a viable way to sell music these days. I think it's becoming so, and we'll see if people have evolved from ripping it off to just paying a little bit. 99 cents, I figured, isn't too much to ask, and start out slow and see if the idea flies.
Cool. Yeah, we definitely encourage all the Talking Metal listeners to go download Breathe off of iTunes. It's up
iTunes,
there for...
It's everywhere. It's, iTunes, Napster, wherever digital downloads are sold, in Europe, Spotify, just all over the place. And thanks so much. I appreciate that plug. And like I say, I haven't got my first statement yet, so I don't know if the experiment is a success or not, but... we're trying it, and thanks to all out there who will do that and pick up my Greatest Hits CD. But back to Danger Danger and you guys, and hi to everybody out there.
Well, you know what? What I was going to ask you, Ted, is how do you divide the time between the Danger Danger stuff and the solo stuff?
Well, I mean, you know, with Danger Danger, we don't play that much. It's more about quality than quantity. So I'm always happy when we have shows. But when we're not touring, I'm always out. So I've been actually going around the world. I have different bands. It's not always, feasible at my level to bring my solo band, who I love, you know, on my solo tours around the world. So I actually keep a band in Brazil, one in Peru, one in Australia, and it's great, been great. That's where I've been, Australia. Just got back from Peru.
Wow.
Doing a lot of international stuff, but now I'm very happy to be back and doing the USA festivals. Just did M3 with Danger Danger last weekend. That was great. More than 10,000 people. A lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'll be, headlining as a solo artist at the Empire Rock Festival in South Dakota with these guys, and you'll see Dennis and Maz and Doug and Paul, and great, great solo band, do more of my own stuff, and, some Danger Danger favorites as well.
It's so wild. You're actually the second guy, I think, who's said that to us, that you have different bands in different parts of the world to support you. Paul Di'Anno said the exact same thing to us. It's interesting.
I think I had breakfast with Paul Di'Anno in some country, and I don't remember what, maybe... in Sweden, I think, and he's a character.
Yeah, certainly
I think,
is.
I think he's doing time now, but I wish him all the best.
Well, yeah, he's always got some kind of legal issue going on, but but you got
lots of stories too. I mean, he's the guy. You know, you start out, and 2 hours later, you get great stories coming.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, so our good friend AJ has done a pretty cool compilation record called A Whole Lot of Love, an all-star salute to Fat Chicks, and you got involved with this and found the cover that you chose for that to be pretty cool. Lips, All Lips and Hips. Let's talk about that song and who did it originally.
Well, Electric Boys did it originally, and I always loved the song. And even though it wasn't originally themed around, you know, the larger of our fans, really AJ, the producer really felt sort of adapted it and thought I would do a good job on it, and I thought it was a neat idea, and I loved the song, so why not? You know, it's a fun project, and I love the Electric Boys, so and I'm always looking for a little bit of studio work, so there you go.
The stars
aligned, and it really came out neat. It's a fun project. It's got lots of really you know, really cool names on there. I mean, Phil Lewis is on there. You've got, you know, Stevie Ray Shell. You've got, you know, J.J. French and Steve Brown from Trickster. And I mean, there's just so many guys on there. Johnny Mack on the drum. Oh, gosh, there's some really killer players on this stuff.
Yeah, it's a great record. I was up at Ace Frehley's working with him on something, and we just had a couple of CDs laying around, and we threw that in, and we both listened to it, and it was a really cool record, and your track was great. I always was a fan of the original tune, and I think you guys did an awesome job on it as well.
Well, thank you. That's really cool.
Cool. So you were actually listening to the CD with Ace.
Yeah, me and Ace were listening to the CD. Nice. A couple other people were there, too. We were in his studio, and we listened to the CD.
Sweet.
Wow,
cool.
That's kind of cool.
Now, speaking of Kiss, I know AJ, actually, before the Fat Chicks Salute album, he All-Star Salute to Fat Chicks. Let me get it right here. He did a Vinnie Vincent tribute, and you were actually involved in that, and I got a kick out of that because you did basically the song Unholy, but a guy named CC Banana, I believe, sang it, and he sang it as Ted Poley, right? But there's a story behind this, right?
Well, the comic genius known as CC Banana actually adapted the song from a story, which was a true story, which was about my first, you know, tour with Kiss, actually. I actually have nothing to do with the song. I don't play on it, and I didn't write the song. It's a takeoff on the Kiss song Unholy, and it basically, you know, an abbreviated version is, I was walking down the hallway, and I was on tour with Kiss for a couple of days already, and I was still too scared to talk to my hero, Paul Stanley. And there he was. It was myself and him alone in the hallway. I walked right by, I chickened out, couldn't say hello, and he sort of sensed, I guess, my, smelled the chicken.
Right.
And as he got to the other side of the hallway, you know, I, of course, I was a failure at that point. I, you know, had done the walk of shame right by him with my head down, couldn't face him. And he screamed, well, he sang, Ted Poley, you know, to the tune of Unholy, which was the song of that tour. And
that's great.
And everybody had heard it. And I turned around and I smiled, and he was really great. And he came up and he shook my hand, and that sort of broke the ice. And he always treated us really great. And I love Paul. He's been one of my, you know, favorite rock stars of all time. And I still, you know, I've known him for years, and I still find it hard to, you know, really, you know, say more than, you know, hi, Paul.
Right.
That's cool.
Freeze up, but, you know, starstruck. He's just the best.
Now, Danger has actually toured with a lot of other big names, like Alice Cooper, for example. Any cool stories or memories from touring with Alice?
Oh, tons. I don't think we can tell any of them. They're all X-rated. Yeah.
So that was a great time for metal.
It was a time. You know, I guess the tour bus was a lot like being on a pirate ship. You would come into town sort of, I dare say, rape, pillage, and, you know, leave before sunup. So, you know, and just start over the next day. And it was great fun.
Hey, has it changed? Do you find that touring now has changed? Are those girls still out there, or am I just not finding them?
Well, you know, I'm married, so really, you know, I'm just out here. I'm singing. I'm having a great time. And, you know, when anybody comes to the show with a roughly 17, 18-year-old blonde child, I just sort of quickly walk the other way if I've been in that city previously. I don't know.
Right. If they look a little too much like you, you want to stay away from them.
I get a little worried, but, you know.
That's awesome. Hey, I got a question. Back in the day when Danger was really going strong, you know, when Naughty Naughty was out, did you ever hang out at a club in New York called True Blue?
I am not sure. No, it's a little hazy from back then, but I'm not sure. Why is there? Is there a...
Well, you know what? I used to jam there when I first moved to New York. It was like 1991, and I remember seeing Andy and Casey in there, and I just was wondering if I ever ran into you in there.
Probably not, because those guys were from that area, and they were staying together at one time. So
okay.
Probably like one of their hangs, and I was probably in New Jersey at the time doing something else. God knows what.
Yeah, are you still in the Jersey area now?
I moved to Pennsylvania, so I'm close to Jersey. I didn't move too far out.
But, oh, cool. PA. I love Pennsylvania. That's my home state.
Oh, I love it here. It's a little bit more relaxed. I can carry guns. You know, it's just neat. You know, nobody looks at me funny. You know, nobody says, yay, Bon Jovi, you know, because everybody's armed here. So it's
right.
Hey, very good. Excellent.
Taxes are cheaper, too, than Jersey.
Yeah, taxes. I mean, everything's a little bit cheaper, but I love it. I mean, I fly, you know, huge remote-controlled airplanes and things like that, and there's just no space when you start getting into the, you know, into the New Jersey area.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I was reading about the airplanes. Now, are they just remote control airplanes, or are you actually a pilot too and fly your own planes?
Actually, I'm not licensed, but I love to fly. I love all things flight. So, you know, so when I'm on vacation or when I'm in Jamaica, you know, or countries where the rules are a little bit looser, sometimes I'll go up in a Cessna and just take the controls. But
cool.
You know, but yeah, the RC stuff I love. You know, we fly the big stuff. You know, we say it's not toys. It really is just as fun. But when you crash, it's a big crash. And,
right.
You know, it's fun.
And now Danger just recently played the M3 Rock Festival down in Maryland, right? How was that?
That was a hell of a segue, man. That was great. Dove right in there. It was great. It was a lot of fun. You know, I think it was 10,000-15,000 people. It was wonderful. We played a little bit early, but they all came out early, and it was great. I mean, something like that, not only is it fun to play for the fans and it's great to be on a big stage, but of course it's like a family reunion, and the atmosphere backstage is just a lot of fun. You know, you hang with everybody, all the friends from the old days. It's just great.
Very cool. And I was also reading that you've done some music for video games. How did you get involved with that?
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of the stuff for the Sonic the Hedgehog games. So I do a lot of the lyric writing, and I sing on there. So.
And how does one, like, get involved in that? Is that just a connection you had? You knew somebody?
Yeah. My musical partner, Jun Sunui, who's in a, you know, Crush 40 and a lot of really cool projects. He brought me in on that. I guess he was a Danger fan back in the day, and now he does a lot of the music for the Sega projects. He brought me in on that, and I've done, I think, one non-Sonic game, but most of the Sonic stuff. And we just did one for the anniversary of Sonic. We redid one of the songs, and it was a song that I did originally with Tony Harnell, and we both re-sang it, and it was good to see Tony again. He's one of my favorite singers and a really cool friend, so, you know, from TNT.
Yeah, no, he's great. He was one of our very first Talking Metal guests back in the day.
That's right, definitely.
Yeah, oh, he's a longtime friend, and it's really fun to work in the video game stuff with him, so, you know, we get to work together, and it's, you know, really cool. But June really brought me in on that, and I've been doing that for years, really. I mean, it's been long time, and I get a lot of young fans from that, and it's kind of cool.
Excellent.
You know what, Ted, you might remember this better than I do. I know that when you guys were out with Kiss, that was a revenge tour, and did you do, this is going to be hard to remember, but that first date in Pennsylvania, speaking of PA, in like Allentown, PA, or Bethlehem, PA?
We did an early date, I think it was with Heaven's Edge, I think, in Allentown, at some airplane hangar or something. Remember that one? That was, which tour did you say? We did Revenge, we did Hot in the Shade, we did several tours with them in the U.S., and then they took us overseas with them as well.
Yeah, because Mark and I happened to be at that show.
I don't think they opened that show.
Oh, they didn't?
Yeah,
okay.
I think at the time with that tour, was that the one with either Little Caesar or Trickster possibly?
Okay.
Yeah.
And we came on with Slaughter somewhere below here, maybe in the Carolinas. I don't really remember, but that was the start of, I think, of our Reign of Terror as an opening act for Kiss.
Cool.
Yeah,
excellent.
And they sort of got a kick out of us for some reason, and they kept us on for a while. That was just a dream come true, you know.
Definitely. Well, hey, Ted, could we get a Talking Metal ID from you, just saying your name and you're listening to Talking Metal?
Absolutely.
Whenever you're ready. Yep.
All right. Hey, everybody, this is Ted Poley from Danger, and you're rocking out on Talking Metal.
Great. Thanks, Ted. We're going to get into Breathe right now, and we'll follow that up with All Lips and Hips off the Whole Lot of Love and All-Star Salute to Fat Chicks.
Well, thank you.
Ted, thanks very much for hanging out with us, and we really appreciated it.
Oh, you guys are the coolest, man. I really appreciate it, and hanging there through Breathe. It's not quite metal, but, you know, it's still, you know, keeping the rock alive, and I appreciate you guys, Mark and John. Thank you all, and thanks everybody out there. TedPoley.com and Facebook, get in touch, and we'll see you on the road.
Excellent. Thanks,
cool,
man.
I've been driving for an hour, just talking to the rain. You say I've been driving you crazy, and it's keeping you away. So just give me one good reason, tell me why I should stay. Take it just a little bit.
Now dig this. Let me tell you a story about a sweetie hoochie girl who's dancing on the table right in front of you. She works all day in a romance store. She don't get enough, she wants to earn some more. Daddy's little angel, tongue in cheek. By the end of the week, she closes a boutique. Change her name, that's part of the game. While her daddy sits and wonders who the hell's to blame. Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna take a chance tonight? Alright. Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance? Running from the east to the west. She don't try to hide by the way she's dressed. When she comes walking straight up to the table, like a boy in the cradle, you begin to shake. It's not only the time that gets hard for you when she whispers in your ear.
Right, that was Lips and Hips, a song about hot dogs, I think. Anyway, this is Talking Metal Live. I lost my place.
That was very good, Bud Friendly. That Lips and Hips, you know, in hot dogs, they put a bunch of effed up stuff, and that was a great, great intro.
Yeah, Ted mentioned the Ted Poley song off the Vincent tribute to my Unk, or what is it called?
Kiss My Unk.
Kiss My Unk, yeah. Here it is. Hey, JD, could you turn up the music off of my computer just a little bit, like... Let's see if we can. We're listening to the Ted Poley song, which Ted actually doesn't play on. I thought maybe he played on it.
No, it's just called Ted Poley. Let's listen to it right here. It's going to come up where it's where it says his name.
I'm I'm so much older than man. He said, I'm really cool.
I thought he said, I'm so much more than a man.
Oh.
I thought he said, I'm so much more than a fan.
Anyways. Yeah, that's what he might have said.
It's the good, Paul
good
Stanley
stuff.
Story.
Good stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for to AJ for hooking everything up with Ted.
Right.
And our friend Eric Bones of Steel was supposed to be the guest interviewer. For Ted, he's had a
family emergency.
Yeah, family emergency, and we hope everything works out all well.
Yes,
works out well for Eric.
Yes, we're very sorry to hear that he's had a family emergency.
I think it's the cough medicine combined.
Did
with
one of his
Heineken's.
Relatives pass away and then come back to life?
No.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
No. Anyways, the Talking Metal forums, guys. We're really trying to get things going again in the Talking Metal forums. Our friend Aaron left. Said later, guys. This is dead, and he doesn't like the podcast anymore. So, you know, we're just nice people looking for some friends in the Talking Metal forums. Just so if you want to be our friends,
weirdos.
Yeah, if you want to be our friends, stop by talkingmetalforums.com. The password is Metal Mike. I wonder what Metal Mike is up to. Should we cold call him right now?
We could do that.
No, we're not going to do that.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of the chat,
I thought they were
going
to get Metal Mike and Priest to replace KK Downing. Oh, I think it sucks they didn't. But,
yeah, boy, yeah. That's right. That would have been insane.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Did you ever see that commercial and it's for like Orkin or something and it's Orkin, the lady, yeah. You know, like
I just
the,
did a spot for USA.
Wow.
NCIS spot brought to you by Orkin.
Yeah. Boy,
but go on. Yeah.
And it's the girl sitting like, you know, at the date, you know, at the table and the guy is this like, you know, roach or something. And
right.
then she's like, you don't really look anything like your picture. And he's like, oh, that was years ago. I think that's just such a great photo. We had a
the
guy.
The Orkin ads are really funny, yeah. by the way.
And then they show those, like, you know, bugs driving in these, like, 70s cars and stuff. I think that's pretty cool. What do you think about that, Bud Friendly?
I like bugs in cars, definitely.
There you go.
He's like, well, that photo was taken years ago. We had a guy audition for the band I used to be in with Rob Fiore.
Paisley Babylon.
Pre-Paisley Babylon. That was when we were...
Fiore.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Fiore. Okay.
Fiore. I like Fiore. And the guy sent this picture and he looked like Jimmy Page and, you know, he was this cool dude and he had a great song and then it turned out that like that picture must have been taken like 20 years before and the song wasn't even his band. It was like somebody else's band and I discovered it when... We happened to run into the guy at this place called Danceteria. Remember that place?
Yes, I do.
And there was a band on stage, and they were playing that song. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's your song. And then I realized that
he wasn't
even in that band or some weird thing. Yeah. Maybe he once was involved with the band or something. But the promotional kit was great. Like, Jimmy Page-looking guy playing killer tune, and then it turned out... you know, neither were true. And if you're listening to this, you know, no offense, buddy.
He's not.
He's
yeah.
not.
You
know, no one's
He's not in the forums either.
Yeah.
Anti Music is a great place to get your music news, guys. We are doing all we can to promote this great website. Tony Kuzminski does some writing for them. Kevin Wiggins, of course, who has done a lot of stuff with us in the past. And it is the place to go for all your music news. So definitely check out antimusic.com every day for their Day in Rock feature. What else we have? Ways you can support Talking Metal, by the way, are you can buy a t-shirt. I know a lot of you guys still have not bought t-shirts. We have not sold out of our initial
run,
100 t-shirt run or whatever it was. So go to the site, click on the store. The site is talkingmetal.com, of course. Click on the store section and it'll take you to our t-shirt. There are no Double XLs.
Those
had
are
a
sold
few questions
out.
Questions on those. Yeah, those are sold out. But
and here's the deal. I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and hopefully this will get sales going. If you buy a t-shirt and you take a picture of yourself in the t-shirt, we'll post it on TalkingMetal.com.
There you go. Who wouldn't buy a t-shirt
yes.
for that type of publicity? Yeah.
I bet Bud Friendly thought I was gonna say something else. Like, if you buy a t-shirt, John will come up with something.
I don't know, but
what would you do if somebody buys a t-shirt? Will Bud Friendly do a freaky thing?
If you buy a t-shirt, Bud Friendly will see no money from that sale.
Yes, that's correct.
That's untrue, because if we sell zillions of t-shirts, we'll
throw
give
you a
little,
cut
yeah.
me in on the
zillions.
Next run. I'll
yeah, that is
that.
Zillions.
You can get the Bud
yeah.
Friendly shirt. Printed up.
You can also listen to my streams on Live 365. They're available through markstriegelradio.com, and you can become a VIP member. And I do get a cut of that. So far, no VIP members. So at least not on the stream B. The other stream we run with our friend Steve, who has Bionic. So I don't know if he has any VIPs on his, but. I don't think so. Anyways, let's move
and
on.
VIPs get access to the VIP room.
That's correct.
Yeah,
yes,
remember that,
a special location on the forums.
Hot tub and yeah. champagne room.
Champagne room. And we have Heather on the bar stage.
Yes, that's right. What do you want to hear? Remember Kix?
Kix, yes.
Yeah. Midnight Dynamite. What great stuff.
Man. Yeah, I mean, Kix. And remember then you produced that MTV show and the poor guy from Kix.
Yeah, I worked on a show called It Came from the 80s.
It was like
two.
Painting a sign. And
I wasn't actually the producer, but I probably should have been. I was the production assistant. It's a little different than the producer.
PA.
But I did do a lot of work on that and research and consulting and was paid like, $80 a day or something. But it was a lot of fun and it was a great show. It did really well for them. It was called It Came from the 80s Part 2, Metal Goes Pop. And we profiled Brian from Kix.
Yeah, he's a great guitarist.
A painter. He was doing billboards at the time.
Yeah.
And this is Midnight Dynamite by Kix. Check it out on Talking Metal.
Yeah.
With Talking Metal Live, Mark, John, over there. Here they are.
Black Veil Brides.
Yeah, cool looking band.
Fallen Angels. Kind of bringing it back to, like, what? Like, almost that Shout at the Devil Motley Crue look, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I think it's cool stuff. And, I'm into that whole Shout at the Devil Motley black hair, leather, spikes.
Yeah, and Velvet Revolver. Revolver Magazine gives these guys a pretty decent review for their new record, which is called Set the World on Fire. It's not out yet, but you can buy that song that you just heard, Fallen Angels, on iTunes. And we will have links up in today's show notes, if you're listening to the podcast version of this, that you click on, and it opens up your iTunes, takes you right to that song. You download the song, go buy some other music, and we get a little kickback on that. And that's a great way to support the music you're hearing and support the podcast, Talking Metal. Yeah, Revolver Magazine, our friends or former friends or whoever.
No, they're still friends.
Oh, are they? Okay. Avenged Sevenfold on the cover. And what else we got going on in this magazine? I don't know. I sometimes look at this magazine and... For the first time over the last, year of my life, I just feel freaking old, man.
I know, me too.
I mean,
your thumb hurts when you turn the pages.
Nah, not like that. I just mean like, some of these new bands and stuff. I feel it's hard. It's harder to keep up with a lot of the super younger, newer bands that are coming out. And also simultaneously stay up on, like, I like to listen to the new Iron Maiden record when they put it out. I like stuff, I like to stay up on the bands that I grew up on, since most of them are currently, putting out music. Here's Stillwell, a band. I don't know anything about them, I guess it's Fieldy from Korn. Huh?
How about that?
Yeah. And we got Duff McKagan. I'm contradicting myself.
No,
those
are some bands we know. We've had Fildy on. Duff McKagan's been on.
Art of Dying. Like,
I don't know that band.
Yeah. The Letter Black, which features one of the hottest chicks in metal. And here's an ad for the Ozzy Osbourne re-releases that we were talking about, the 30th anniversary editions of two of metal's most essential records, Ozzy Osbourne's Blizzard of Oz and Diary of a Madman, the expanded version of Blizzard, they're calling it, and the legacy edition of Diary, which features a two-disc set remastered and restored from the original tapes, now with previously unreleased live track recorded on the Blizzard of Oz tour. That's cool. Kind of interesting.
Yeah. Featuring Randy, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are clips up on YouTube, I believe, of some of this documentary type footage that goes along with it.
Ozzy's on the back cover of that too. Yeah, I guess that's an Affliction ad.
Affliction ad, yeah. So I guess Revolver had another one of these Golden Gods awards. I guess right, this would be the right. third one, which is so odd that they air this on VH1 Classic. You know, amongst right, because, the Rick Springfield videos, they have you know, metalcore bands playing. But some of the awards this year, let's see, the best guitarist went to Zachy and.
Zachy Vengeance and yeah. Sinister Gates.
Yeah, from Avenged Sevenfold. Avenged
Sevenfold.
Yeah, well, look at you. You're up in a... Yeah. Murder Dolls, Comeback of the Year. Rammstein, Best Very Live good. Band.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Alice Cooper won the award for... I don't know what the award is.
Best Golfer.
The Demon Forge Golden God, Alice Cooper. Okay. I guess that's the name of the award. The Ronnie James Dio Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Motley Crue. We had the Most Metal Athlete.
Who was that?
Mike Valley is a skateboarder. William Shatner was the honorary headbanger. I guess he did something with Zakk Wylde recently, right?
No, not sure.
Yes, he did. And Zakk has done a bunch of covers. He did a Sabbath cover with William Shatner. He also does an amazing cover of Junior's Eyes by Black Sabbath.
Black Label has a new drummer, by the way, and it is the drummer of... Help me with this.
I don't know.
I'll come back with that in a minute.
Yeah, so going through some of the awards, Mike Portnoy, Best Drummer, M. Shadow, Best Vocalist. Best Album of the Year was Avenged Sevenfold for Nightmare. So there you go, the Revolver Golden Globe wrap-up here on Talking Metal. And guess what? It is 9 o'clock, so I think we're going to have to start our 9 o'clock hour, which means for you podcasters, this show is over. But for you listening to us on the live stream, we're going to be starting up the new 9 o'clock hour right now. So let's do what we've done for the last few transitions here into the new hour. We'll play the Talking Metal theme song recorded by Metal Mike, Roy Z, and the one and only Rob Halford. Here it is. And again, welcome to hour three.